Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 12, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
We don't want to enter into a religious philosophical discussion. Simply, we're trying to improve.
What improvement you have done? What improvement you have done? I do not wish to die. Can you help me?
No.
What improvement?
My
father died. His father died. So I will die. My son will die. What improvement you have done?
We can make it more comfortable to die.
Peaceful death. This will be accepted by Rastas. If I'm going to die, where is comfort? Death is comfortable.
My mother is a nurse, and she told me that she's seen many people die, and she said, it is very nice, it is very peaceful.
Your mother is also peaceful?
She's dead. I went to see her when she was dying and I told her that now you should chant Hare Krishna because you're going to die. She said, no, I am not ready. I'm going to fight it. But she lost the fight.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Another girl went to see her mother when her mother was dying, and she told her mother, chant Hare Krishna. Her mother said, shut up, and then died. Because we don't accept their scientific achievements as being worthy, for example, in medicine and things like this, they will say that our argument is one-sided. Just like that Dr. Wolf. He was thinking like that. That
what is one-sided?
Well, we simply say that the scientists have done nothing good
no,
to further
we
human
don't
cause.
Say we say that you take credit as far as you have been successful. Why do you say there is no God? We protest against that.
If there's a God, then they won't be making so many materialistic arrangements.
Don't require it. There are so many materialistic improvements we require. Open field like this, we require trees. That is nature's fault. Although you have got this car, you come here to take advantage of nature's fault. Why you have come here? The city was there. I don't like it. Actually, in India, nature's important person, they work all week in the city, and as soon as there is weekend, they go to the village. Why? The enjoyment is in the village. They do not like to stay in the factory. It is disgusting.
Sleep.
And just as we're sleeping, it's very comfortable. And why should we be afraid of dying? We're very comfortable. Death is just like sleep. Survival, that we should be afraid of death. But you are actually afraid. Why? You say you are a great philosopher. Why should you be afraid? But if I kill you, immediately cry. Why? Don't cry. Let peacefully die by killing. Why do you protest? This man is killing me, same. Police. Why? Die peacefully. I'm helping you to die peacefully. Why you make me criminal? Thou shalt not kill. The killing is peaceful, dying is peaceful, why he has private?
Even though you may kill me, you still don't mind that.
No, I'm not so fool, I'm going to kill you. That is a decision. But you die peacefully. Let him pray. See? Die peacefully.
In other words, they're theorizing that death is a very peaceful state of sleeping. Why are we protesting so much?
That is, very not sleeping. After sleeping, you have to arrive at, and you have to bark like dog. Give me food. Ow, ow, ow. You are not going to sleep, Patrick. You are acting like a dog and bark and disturb us. That is your mistake, that you are sleeping forever, you know? Sleeping. You have to wake up again.
He told me that he said that spirit and matter are the same. So I grabbed him and threatened to punch him in the nose. He said, no, that is different.
If we have to wake again, then there's no really. Why should we have to stop breathing?
You have
no
experience. You sleep, perpetually, all day and night. Why do you wake up? Do you not have experience?
Yes.
But you sleep at night, and
yes,
wake up at daytime.
But if I'm going to wake again, then why should I want to stop it? I go to sleep. I wake
no,
up.
But you are waking. You are going to wake up like a dog. That is it. You sleep perpetually, not perpetually, for 7 months. And then you wake up as a dog. Your body is changed. And go on barking. That you do not do. That is ignorance.
That's amazing. You go to sleep in a human body and you wake up in a dog body.
Yes. What is this conglomerate?
I wake up the next morning. I'm not afraid to go to sleep because I know that I will wake up. So if I'm going to die, and I know that...
Die means you sleep as a man and wake up as a dog. That is that.
But it is okay to be a dog.
Huh?
It is okay to be a dog, but...
You are so foolish that it is okay to be a dog.
But if we live forever, then where's the harm in changing bodies a few times? We can enjoy in all different kinds of bodies and have a good time whilst we're here. And if we're eternal, then what is the big rush to get out?
And that is going on for the foolish person, it is going on. And there is
farms all over the world, even in India, they have to irrigate the land. They have to irrigate the land artificially like this. Either they dig a ditch and they pour water into the ditch by some method, or sprinkling like this. So in a society where everyone is God conscious, Krishna says how he supplies the rain. Was there any need even for such irrigation? Irrigation means digging a hole to decide where the vegetables or grains are growing. Or would the rain just fall from the sky naturally?
You have to work. Otherwise, this is material work. Without working, you cannot get it. Between material world and spiritual world. In the material world, you have to work to get your necessities. In the spiritual world, there is no need of work.
About the spiritual world is pie in the sky. They say that we should just talk about how to take care of things here.
You cannot take care. There are so many problems, you cannot take. You are simply crying. The problems are there.
then they'll say, well, how will talking about the spiritual world help solve the problems here in the material world?
Sorry, it's a material world, isn't it?
Put out by the Karmis, and it is a book on how to become peaceful and happy. And it shows pictures of dogs and cats sleeping. And it says, this is how you do it. You should lie down like this and everything will be alright.
The dog is lying peacefully because he has got sense that I have but a good master. Therefore he's sleeping. They do not sleep peacefully without master.
The Prabhupada and that these scientists have been proven guilty. Now we have to decide what their punishment should be.
Nature will punish.
What type of programs should we develop with the speech of scientists? Just like if we distribute books in the street, a lot of times the scientists may not get some of these books.
The secret is that if you are a scientist, I don't want that. Please stop it. Ask. I don't want disease. Please stop. Then you are a scientist, otherwise I'll kick on your chest.
Should we go to the colleges and universities? Yeah. And make programs?
Yes. These rascals are being controlled at every step. Still they are thinking in that is the reason. They are being kicked at every moment and still they are thinking please.
Everyone is following the scientists too.
Huh?
Everyone is following the scientists.
Not everyone, we don't follow. You may follow.
No, she's not.
One professor was telling me that he didn't think you should write about all these things about the universe in your books because none of the scientists will believe it. So I told him that all the scientists were hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. And he became enraged and he left.
Yeah.
What did the scientists will not believe? We say, Tathade Hansaram Prapti. As the child is becoming boy, boy, similarly you have to change them. What's the scientist has to be challenged? But if they are obstinate dogs, the Andhra Papi have to accept. Can the scientist say, no, 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 the child is not going to be a young man or boy? Can he say like that? And why they can challenge unnecessarily? They are changing the body. Can the scientist stop it? But if they are unreasonable dogs, then what can what argument will be there? The dog cannot understand.
Just stick.
Yes. No, they will not understand when you stick. Less than dog. So what Gita says, Dehina Srinjathari is Kumarajovananda. Very simple. Argument. As the child is becoming boy, boy is becoming young man is becoming middle-aged man, and middle-aged man is becoming old man. Similarly, you are changing body. Where is the difficulty coming from? But they are so obstinate rascal, they will not believe. As soon as the child is dead, does he become boy?
No.
So what is that? What is the scientist's reply?
They say he's dead.
Why dead?
He said the brain and the heart stop working.
So you replace it, rascal.
We're working on it.
Yes. Obstinate dogs. Here you go. Mura. They are murhas and they continue to remain murha. Then how we can make them alive? They cannot answer properly. Why a dead child born does not grow, does not change body? The body is a lump of matter. Analyze the body, where is life? These are all very reasonable, but they will not draw stops in this. How we can convince? Simply waste of time. Talk with them. Therefore, they should be neglected.
They did one experiment where they took a... an embryo of a child and they put it in a test tube, large bottle, and they were growing it by feeding it, and it just turned into a shapeless
blob.
Why
do you take embryo from the... child. You make him bio. You cannot make even an egg. Which can give a chicken. So, to waste time in this rascal is very difficult.
That program is minimized in the temple. Should there be a college program in each temple, or should everyone just work along with the BBC library party? Should there be a college program?
It is useless to talk with them. If you can peacefully sell some books, that's all. Don't enter into very long arguments, because they are all rascals. They cannot understand. Better peacefully, as far as possible, sell some books. Dantain idhāyatinakam padayonikattya kākusatam pitvāca. This is the process. We cannot understand that because there is soul within the child, that the child is becoming born. As soon as there is no soul, the child does not become a soul. The simple philosophy, they cannot understand. So what is their position? Now this car is standing because there is no driver. Anyone can understand. Stand still. It remains there for thousands of years. Unless a driver comes. Simple reason. But they are so rascal, they will not understand. So what is the use of talking with them? Simply waste of talk.
These people will not be, cannot be converted.
That is a fact. The dog cannot be converted. But we have to do it, you see. When they are caught up, you do this, yes, you shall do in the future, and whatever present. There is no answer.
Everywhere we see millions and millions of different types of bodies are all growing. There's living force there, but still they haven't been able to find it. And it's there all everywhere surrounding them. So what kind of scientists?
Improvement. Have you improved this? That a dead body can be brought into life by scientific effort. But still there is improvement. What improvement? Simply dry talks. Very sad. First subject matter for scientific advance. There is soul within the body. On account of the presence of the soul, body. The soul is different from the body. This is the first education of science. And they have avoided this major. They're simply bluffing people. We have discovered this. What do you have discovered? Discover this. What is the principle within the body? Real discovery, they are not interested. They're bluffing. They are fools, making others fools, and going on as scientific advice. First of all, answer this. Any challenge? Do this first. What is your science? This is rascal science. You give us a major problem. You are making research. How many atoms are working? What you do by understanding atoms are working?
Well, because it's very difficult to...
Difficult? Then you are not scientist. You cannot touch the difficult problem. Scientists are bluffing children, that's all. You have no power to tackle the difficulties. You cannot give life to the dead body.
If we don't make the research, then how will we ever know?
Huh?
If we don't make the research, then how will we ever solve these problems?
You are, as soon as you say making research, then you are not perfect. Don't say that you are a scientist. You are a student.